Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. Non-bank banks, which create mortgages and usually sell them to others, exist outside the normal banking regulatory framework. They now account for 44% of lending by the top 25 originators, up from only 9% in 2009. Quicken is the largest, as their serving percentage of loans has jumped from 5% in 2009 to 41% in 2018. Syrian opposition created Radio Fresh, which broadcast music and news while under assault with the support of American donors until May, as their city fell. At one point, they employed 82 people to put together their programming. Their founder was killed at 46, caught between Assad on one side and Islamic radicals on the other. Tens of thousands of women wearing red and oversized sunglasses to identify their movement have been protesting mulka in South Korea, which is the abusive practice of taking hidden videos of women in bathrooms, school changing rooms, and even women's homes. Catalyst, the political data firm, has found that working-class white voters in rural areas in the midterm elections shifted their votes across the country to Democrats by 7%, while only 2% of white working-class suburbanites shifted. A recent study on work scheduling has found that keeping shifts more consistent and allowing workers to swap shifts via mobile app boosted sales at a group of Gap stores by an average of 7%. The Senate voted resoundingly, 56 to 41, to withdraw American military assistance for Saudi Arabia's war in Yemen, issuing the latest in a series of stinging bipartisan rebukes of President Trump for his defense of the kingdom amid outrage in both parties over the country's role in the killing of a dissident journalist. Apple said that it would build a new $1 billion campus in Austin, Texas, where it could eventually employ 15,000 people amid a broader expansion that will create thousands of jobs in several American cities. The company also plans to open 1,000 worker operations in San Diego, Seattle, and Culver City, California, and add hundreds of employees in offices in New York, Pittsburgh, and Boulder, Colorado in the next 3 years. The Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.